بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دستور يا سيدي من قال يا سلطان الأولياء من لا موجود إلا الله، لا موجود إلا الله، وحدة الوجود أي الكل قائمين بالله عز وجل، الكل قائمين بالله عز وجل، يعني لا يوجد هناك وحدة وجود، وحدة وجود لا تصح اصلا في الاسلام، لانه لا موجود الا الله. وحدة الوجود تعني ان نتحد مع الله، وهذا لا يجوز، لان الله عز وجل اله خالق لا موجود سواه، لا اله الا الله. ونحن من عالم الافعال مخلوقين، مخلوقين، والمخلوق لا يمكن أن يصل أو يتحد مع الخالق، وإذا لا يصح أن نقول وحدة الوجود. وحدة الوجود فقط الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الموجود، والله عز وجل هو الآن كما كان، لا موجود إلا الله. أما وحدة الشهود، نحن الشهود، نحن من الشهود، وإذا كلنا وكأننا نفس واحدة قائمين بالله سبحانه وتعالى، فوحدة الشهود تصح على أننا نحن في مقام الشهود. مقام الشهود أي مقام الأفعال، مقام اللي يشهد بربوبية الرب سبحانه وتعالى، وفي ذات المقام كل الأفعال كنفس واحدة، وما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة. يصح في مقام الأفعال أن تكون وحدة الشهود. وحدة الشهود أي وحدة حال المخلوقات بقيامهم بقيام الحق سبحانه وتعالى. هذا الفرق بين وحدة الوجود ووحدة الشهود. وحدة الشهود يصح، وحدة الوجود لا يصح. لا يصح. Understand? He is asking a question, but difficult to translate it to English language. He is asking in Arabic. In Arabic there is answer for it. In English, difficult to find answer for it. He is asking what is the difference between wahdat al-wujud and wahdat al-shuhud. What is the meaning of wahdat al-wujud? No one knows. And cannot be translated. And what is وحدة الشهود? No one knows. وحدة الوجود means no. There is no existence except for Allah Almighty. Allah is a creator. Allah Almighty is existing by himself. and we are existing by Allah Almighty. Wahdat al-wujud, it is not accepted in Islam. There is no wahdat al-wujud in Islam. To say wahdat al-wujud means kufr. What is the meaning of wahdat al-wujud? That we are all of us, all the creation, which means all the divine world of deeds of Allah Almighty is united with Allah Almighty. We are a creation. Allah is a creator. Cannot be a creation united with a creator. Only existence for Allah Almighty. We have no existence. There is no wujud, no existence except for Allah Almighty. لا إله إلا الله لا موجود إلا الله لا خالق إلا الله. There is no God except Allah Almighty. No creator except Allah Almighty. Nothing existing except Allah Almighty. So to say that we are our existence is united with the existence of Allah Almighty, this is kufr. You mean that you are out of Islam. وحدت الشهود, وحدت الشهود means the unity of the united of the creations, united of deeds, all of them as if one. This you can say, all the deeds of Allah Almighty, all creation, Allah Almighty is saying in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. All you have been created, all you have been created, and you are going to be after death gathering to Allah Almighty as if one self, as if one. Allah Almighty saying that there is a unity between deeds. They are united because they are the deeds of Allah Almighty. Can be in Islam wahdat al-shuhud, but there is no wahdat al-wujud. Wahdat al-wujud means unity with Allah Almighty. To be united with Allah Almighty, this cannot be, this is kufr. Wahdat al-shuhud means that all the deeds of Allah Almighty, all the deeds, they are from Allah Almighty. Can be all together one, because He is the one, and His attributes is one, His names is one, His deeds is one. There is no a second for them. But for Allah Almighty, He is one, there is no second for Him. You cannot say we are second with you, we are going to unite with you. Cannot be. This is kufr haram. And for this, plenty of awliya even, they were misunderstanding between wahdat al-shuhud and wahdat al-wujud, between the united of deeds and the united of existence. The united of existence, this is a haram, cannot be. They misunderstand. They want to explain the meaning of the united, to be united in the shuhud, which means we are united in the deeds, because it is the deeds of Allah Almighty. Allah created us, and we all creation like one to Allah Almighty. And for this can be, and the shuhud means the witnessing. We are the one created by Allah Almighty witnessing. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولًا. This is shuhud. Shuhud witness. Witnessing Allah Almighty. And we are all witnessing Allah Almighty. So can be in this maqam of wahdat al-shuhud, can be all be one. But in wahdat al-wujud cannot be. Allah is the one. Only Allah Almighty. And there is no existence for anyone else than Allah Almighty. All of us, we are existing by the existence of Allah Almighty. We are shadows. We are nothing. We are appearing as light shadows from the divine, the godly world of La ilaha illallah. Allah Almighty, ما Maulana says, Allah Almighty engraved, you know what is engraving, what is the meaning of engraving?
Nakush.
سبحان من نقش ذاته بذاته. يقول سيدنا محي الدين ابن العربي saying, praise be to Allah Almighty who engraved himself by himself. سبحان من نقش ذاته بذاته. Praise be to you Allah Almighty whom you engraved yourself by yourself. Which means that Allah Almighty appearing from His divine, the world of attributes and names, making them to be engraving, yunakishu, to appear engraving on Himself, Allah Almighty, through these lights which is appearing from His divine, the attributes and names. Allah Almighty from His divine, the attributes as the Creator, making lights to appear, creation to appear, engraving Allah Almighty on Himself, by Himself, creation, deeds for Him, lights to appear, so that they know Allah Almighty by Allah Almighty. And this Allah Almighty, well, the essence of Allah Almighty is still as essence, even not yet the name of the essence is mentioned. Only Allah Almighty name knows or giving to His essence a name. And Allah Almighty, His essence is over and over and beyond of kind of imagination. It is absolute hidden treasure. No one can imagine or reach, because there is no God except Allah Almighty. And no one can know this hidden treasure except to be like Him. And there is no one like Him. No creator except Allah Almighty. And so no one knows who is Allah Almighty? What is the name of Allah Almighty, of His essence, this hidden treasure? The absolute identity of Allah Almighty, no one knows except Allah Almighty. When Allah Almighty, His will that to be known to Himself by Himself, He wants to be known by to Himself by Himself. Allah Almighty reflecting light, descending from the hidden treasure, reflecting on the absolute identity of Allah Almighty, and the absolute identity of Allah Almighty reflecting light, appearing through the maqam of Ahad, uniqueness of Allah Almighty. And in this maqam of Ahad also, no one can approach. And also for Ahad, there is no name. Allah Almighty, for His absolute identity, He didn't give a name. He has a name, but He didn't tell it to anyone, even to His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps He gave it in the seclusion between Him and Rasulullah in Laylatul Ma'raj, night of journey. In this meeting, face to face, Allah giving to Rasulullah. But else no one knows. And only Allah Almighty saying, giving to His absolute identity, to His essence, a pronoun. He didn't give it a name to be known by it. Only a pronoun. And this pronoun is, who? Kul, say, who? Does this who? Only who? Who? Yani in English mean Him. Say Him. But it is in the godly tongue of the Holy Quran, who? Kul who? Pronoun who means Him. And he gave a pranam. He didn't give any pranam. Because no letter can carry the name of the essence of Allah Almighty, because He is a creator. And letters are a created thing related to this life, to this dunya. They are not related to the godly world of Allah Almighty. In the godly world of Allah Almighty, there is no letters. There is no words. How Allah Almighty talks to Rasulullah. How He talks to him. And Allah Almighty saying, I talk and I behave and I teach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah Almighty is saying, how He says, when Rasulullah was in the meeting with Allah Almighty all alone, seclusion between Allah Almighty and Rasulullah, in this khalwa, in this meeting face to face with Allah Almighty, He said, how I talk to Him? فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. What is the meaning of فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى? Allah Almighty saying, I talk with my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this conversation was فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Revelation from Allah Almighty to His beloved Muhammad. A revelation, what is the meaning of wahi? What is revelation? What is wahi? If I want to reveal to you something without speaking, means coming from myself by all means, dressing to yourself by all means, without talking. This is wahi. And Allah Almighty saying, this meeting, this conversation between me and my beloved Muhammad, it was wahi. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Revealing from himself, giving to Rasulullah. And Rasulullah, if he wants anything to ask, also through wahi, from Rasulullah to the divine presence of Allah Almighty. There was no words, because the tongue of Allah Almighty cannot enter into words. And Allah Almighty making His holy tongue in the maqam of Jibreel and down to enter into words of the Holy Quran, so that we can understand, for us to understand. But really, the divinely tongue of Allah Almighty cannot be expressed by words, Mawlana said. Cannot be. It is only revelation, revealing Allah Almighty from Himself to the self of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah translating the divinely tongue of Allah Almighty by the holy verses of the Holy Quran. And for this, the Holy Quran descends by the Arabic language, by the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Almighty telling His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say about this hidden treasure, absolute identity, don't give any name, only a pronoun, which means signing to it. The pronoun means signing to it. Because cannot Rasulullah reveal the name? He is not authorized to say the real name which Allah Almighty given to His essence. It is something only can come by revelation, not by words or talking. And so he tell him, he signed to it, refer to this name by who? That he is, in his uniqueness, called Ahad. What is the meaning of Ahad? Ahad means no second for him. Ahadiyya, uniqueness. Nothing with him, no partnership, nothing at all. What is the meaning nothing with him? That there is no creation, nothing with Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty is now as He was, nothing with Him. Allah huwa al-an kama kan. Allah Almighty, He is now as He was, nothing with him, and still now nothing with him. And all what appearing from the divinely attribute of a as a creator of Allah Almighty, all of them they are shadows for the names and attributes of Allah Almighty. No existence for them, only the existence for Allah Almighty. And for this in his uniqueness, nothing with Allah Almighty. Then Allah Almighty giving a name after descending his uniqueness, Maqam Ahad, reflecting, descending it, تنزلات الحق جل وعلا, his descendant descending himself from his uniqueness to his ocean of oneness, wahdaniyya, one, Allah Almighty. In this ocean, Allah Almighty making an ocean represented by seals of Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah. And this ocean can be expressed by a name. And for this ocean of wahdaniyya, Allah giving the name Allah, the name of the wahdaniyya of Allah Almighty. And saying to everyone, reach that maqam and know me by the name of Allah. Ask me by the name of Allah, there is a name in this maqam. And this maqam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this maqam has a name expressed by Allah, this name. And what is the meaning of the name of Allah Almighty? Ismun jami'un lil asma'i wa sifat. They don't teach you this? The first thing to teach in fiqh. Allah ismun jami' lil asma'i wa sifat. Allah is a name which including in it all the divinely attributes and names of Allah Almighty. This the first thing they teach it in fiqh and sharia for ulama. The first thing of aqidah, that the name Allah is the name containing in all in it, endorsed in it, all names and attributes of Allah Almighty. Is the name which is jami', covering Allah, name covering the divinely attributes and divinely names of Allah Almighty. Who represent the divinely works of attributes and names of Allah Almighty? Rasulullah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. And for this Allah Almighty connecting Muhammadun Rasulullah by the name La ilaha illallah. Because he represents this world. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Imam whom he was behaving, teaching, completing all whatever appearing from La ilaha illallah and guiding them to go down to Muhammadun Rasulullah. And then Rasulullah, after keeping them in his maqam, in his divinely word of Muhammadun Rasulullah, which from this maqam all everything is appearing, everything is existing by Muhammadun Rasulullah, guiding them, leading them again to return them as he take them from Allah, he wants to return them safely to La ilaha illallah. And he is the one responsible for all the lies to be returned again to La ilaha illallah as he takes them from Allah Almighty pure and clean. He will want to return them to Allah Almighty pure and clean. And this is the meaning of the ayah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Almighty telling his beloved Muhammad, be careful, all these lights, Inna lillahi. Rasulullah saying, Inna lillahi, we are all to whom? For Allah Almighty, Inna lillahi. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then to Allah Almighty we are returning. And so Rasulullah, the one who is driving this plane, this aeroplane, this rocket, which is this boat, which is Allah Almighty loading it by all his creation, loading the boat of Rasulullah by all creation, and making him to be the pilot, kuptan, sa'iq, to drive this boat safely in the ocean of oneness, of wahdaniyah, from the eternal until forever. Min al-azali ila al-abad. This boat is sailing in the ocean of wahdaniyah, of oneness of Allah Almighty, from the eternal to eternal. From la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, from azal to abad, la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah forever. And he is the driver, Rasulullah, and all of them, all creations, all universes, all children of Adam, not our Adam only. There was before Adam, Adams, Allah sent. When Sayyidina al-Khidr alayhi salam was asking Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel, tell me about Adam. He say, which Adam you want? He say, Sayyidina al-Khidr, oh, making me to be surprised. Is there other than our father Adam? He says, from the time Allah created me, I followed 70,000 Adam with their children. Before that, I don't know. And Maulana and Grand Sheikh, they said there is 124,000 Adam with their children. And this our father Adam is like Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal, Khatam, is the seal of all Adam, the last Adam. And if Allah Almighty finished this Adam and make the day of judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah, finish as a creator, this attribute is stopped of Allah. Never. Whatever Allah Almighty is going to create, other Adams, other creations, no one knows except Allah Almighty. Because Allah Almighty, his attributes as a creator is continuously from the eternal forever. And what is going to come, no one knows. He told him, 70,000 Adam I follow, while there is 124,000 Adam. Before this 70,000, even Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was not yet appeared. And all of them, for them, you know, day of judgment, and all of them, Allah Almighty, the one for Jannah going to Jannah, one for Jahannam going to be punished and go to Jahannam. And Allah Almighty making this boat of Rasulullah, as Allah is mentioning it in the Holy Quran. It is not from our, Mawlana say, from our pocket, from the station. Mawlana say, and the Grand Shaykh, I am talking to you from the station of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty saying in the Holy Quran, وَحَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. We carried all their ذُرِّيَّة, all their descendants. To whom? All. To all. ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. To whom? To all Adams. 124,000 Adams were loaded in the boat of Muhammadun Rasulullah. All of them. Allah Almighty saying in the Holy Quran, I load all their descendants. Why in plural? If it is for Adam, he will say, I load his descendant of Sayyidina Adam, only one. He said in plural, all descendants of all. وَحَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. All of them, we loaded all their descendants in this fully loaded boat, this big vessel, ship, and which is sailing from shore to shore, from pre-eternal to eternal. Crossing from La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah in pre-eternal to La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah in eternity, forever. And where they are crossing? In which ocean? Ocean of Wahdaniyah. The ocean of the oneness, of unity of Allah Almighty. The existence of Allah Almighty. The godly ocean of the godly world of Allah Almighty. This boat is sailing and Rasulullah, he is the pilot driving it. And it is loaded with all creations from the first Adam to the last Adam. All the children in it. All the creation in it. Even Malaika in it. Jinn in it. Shayateen in it. Athlete in it. Animals in all kind of creation is loaded in this book. Allah Almighty saying, وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ وَحَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ.